Yeah. Check. Welcome to another episode of the Handsome Rambler Podcast. I'm here with my guest host, Tony Trim. We're in a special location, a different location. We haven't recorded here before. We're not in my apartment or some hotel room in some city. We're not in Australia at some shit. We're in Chicago recording studios with our special guest, Chance the Rapper. What's happening, man?
Yeah.
Yo.
How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. Thanks for coming to Chicago Recording Company.
Thank you, man. I've been in here before.
Yeah.
And that's a rap.
Yeah.
I came in here. I've recorded some voiceovers there. You working on a Christmas album?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's me and Jeremiah. We started in this room 2 weeks ago today. We got in here and I was talking about making a Christmas juke song, and Jeremiah was up here. That's my very good friend, and he was like, "Let's make a whole tape," and then we made the whole tape in like 2 weeks.
Nice.
So it's Christmas. It's Christmas songs, for ladies.
For
you know,
ladies.
It's like more. It's because it's you know, it's Jeremiah took the lead on this, and he's you know,
he's a singer.
He's an R&B superstar.
He's an R&B superstar. Yeah.
And that's like, and he took the direction of it. So it's Merry Christmas, Lil Mama is the title of it.
I heard
that's the working title. Yeah.
You played that for me in New York. Merry Christmas, Lil Mama.
Yeah.
It's a lively track, man. I love juke music. I've never learned how to footwork. Footworking, for all you listeners, is what you do to juke music.
Yep.
Or you juke, which is when you put your pelvis on a stranger's butt.
Yep.
Or your butt on a stranger's pelvis. But I used to juke, which was just it was easy not dancing as a 16-year-old. You just kind of have your friends hold you back.
Yeah.
Just a girl full of energy. Just a youthful, full of energy girl just backs it up on you. Until you mean like, am I still a virgin? Yeah, I'm still a virgin. The Christmas album, man. Yeah. How many songs?
Right now, it's like 9 songs.
9 songs? It's a good amount of songs.
Right. I feel like the greatest albums are like around nine tracks.
9 tracks.
I'll give you a few examples.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever heard
I didn't even have any backup for my argument. I was just arguing to argue.
I got some references.
All right.
9-track albums. Here we go. Off Bat, The College Dropout, 9 tracks.
What?
Was it really?
No, it wasn't.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I was going to say, no way. There's hella tracks on that.
It's,
you know what?
It's 21 tracks.
He almost fooled me because I was like,
that's what I wanted to happen.
You know what happened? I was like, there was a lot of skits on there.
I forgot.
Like, there's about 9
like
skits
like,
on there.
Damn, there were a bunch of skits on there, but I didn't know it was 15. Damn.
Stall out.
Yeah, no, I don't know any albums that have 9 tracks.
Yeah, it doesn't seem, you know, but a mixtape.
Like you did in 2 weeks, 9 tracks. That's
a great
feat.
Excuse.
Y'all was shooting for 10 and y'all scrapped 1.
We were shooting for 7 and we got to like 13.
Uh-huh.
And then we was like, we don't got enough time.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's finna be 9.
Sorry I was late with my verse.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't. It was supposed to be. It was supposed to be 10. It's all good, man. It's exciting. How was SNL? For the 3rd time, right?
Yeah. Technically, it was my 2nd time.
Your 2nd time as
the guest. Last time I was a guest of a guest.
That was with Ye.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then this time was me and Third Story, No Name, Francis and the Lights, me and a whole bunch of my friends. On stage, we did Same Drugs and Finish Line. It was dope. I like going up to SNL because they have like a really good, like the people that are the cast and the folks that like work at the backstage, the crew, like they're just all nice people. It's like going to camp. It's like a whole week of like being around these people up at 30 Rock is dope.
You're a guest, though.
Yeah, I'm the holiday guest. This is my second time being a holiday guest.
Exactly. The holiday guest. Everybody's nice, but you're nicer for guests.
Let's make a movie together called The Holiday Guest, and it's like a Black Christmas comedy. And it's like I come to visit in town, and I'm your cousin.
Yeah, and but I'm a regular like accountant, and then you just a fuck up, and you just break up the harmony that's my house. But then we end up learning from each other at the end.
Yeah, I guess we could be, or we could just both be hilarious. I hate that in comedy. There's always like a straight man, and then there's like a, oh yeah, I'm hilarious. Like we could both just be crazy, and that's the whole movie. What, yeah, so, think about that.
Is this a pitch you thought through before you got movie pitches?
I have mad movie pitches.
You been pitching movies in Hollywood or out here?
I pitched some sketches for SNL.
Yeah.
I had a Kwanzaa sketch.
You went into the pitch meeting in Lauren's office or during the...
I was at the table reading, but I was there on Tuesday night writing sketches.
So you were there like 2, 3 in the morning or something?
Yeah.
Because I used to write, I wrote there like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It was... weird place for me. I was not good at writing sketches. Well, I wasn't good at writing sketches for SNL at the time. So you were there 2 a.m. in the writers' offices.
Yeah.
Pitching.
Going to into each person's room. You know what I'm saying? Popping in, giving them ideas. I had a few ideas. I'm just gonna shoot them all at you really fast.
That's it.
Because they're probably funnier. And all right. Quanta sketch. Gentrified chicken. Hillary Clinton tries odd jobs. The Obama sketch. Kanye West joke.
It took me like the third one to realize that they were separate sketches.
These are all
and not I thought that plot was a story. Line. I thought,
like, you thought this was one story?
Gentrified chicken. I'm like, oh shit, this is weird. This is weird. I'm listening, but
this
weird.
This might work.
These are all different sketches that didn't make it.
I used to pitch some
except
stuff.
For Obama.
My favorite sketch that I pitched this one called Fedora Basketball, and it was where in the NBA now everybody has to wear fedoras, and while you're on the court you got to wear a fedora. And in addition to trying to score points and keep your opponent from scoring points, you also have to keep playing without your fedora falling off your head. So if like somebody cross you up and you get shook up, like, oh, his fedora fell off, they're killing him out there. And so I wrote like this elaborate script for fedora basketball, and I was like psyched about it. I was like, Seth Meyers, what you think about this, man? He was like, first of all, you wrote this is in 4 different sets, we can't do the production for this. You have a locker room set, you have a basketball court, how are we gonna shoot a bat? Just broke down why my sketches wouldn't work logistically. But maybe that's he also didn't think it was a good sketch, so he just made it seem like it was a producing issue, or maybe it was a mixture of both. But
I thought it was brilliant.
Fedora basketball. It probably,
you told me that was really before. Good.
I might not have to just put sometimes you gotta just do it yourself.
Do it as a YouTube
you
clip.
You just gotta do it yourself, man. You can't wait for everybody to
live
do
your
it
dreams.
For you gotta do it yourself, man. Get your own shit, man. Yo, yeah, you got your own shit. You don't, no deal.
Yep.
At first you were like, I want to get a deal. You're like, bad, I get that deal. And then you're like, no deal.
What was that again?
You're so funny. Hey, this is dope that this is going to be a podcast.
Bad, I get that deal.
No, it's no deal.
Now it's no deal. You said it on record, man.
I did.
Better, I'll take that deal.
That was actually one of the first tracks from Acid Rap. Because I met you. People on we got linked because
for the Nana
Jazz,
video, right?
The Nana video. Jazz asked me to direct the video, and it was the concept was we got $5,000, and we just spent it. And I want to apologize. I don't know if I ever apologize for not planning through that at all.
there was no concept.
There was
the
no
video.
Plan at all.
I remember we were riding, and you were like, I'm supposed to direct this video for Chance the Rapper, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what to do.
But I got $5,000.
I got $5,000. I thought of some stuff. If I knew you'd get this famous, I would have really worked hard on that video.
I like the way it came out, though. It
had a good feel, but it was a fun video to shoot. So that's where we met. I met in L.A., so you invited me out to a studio in L.A. and to play me some tracks. I think first one you played was a good-ass intro. And I was liking that shit. It had that juke shit. Dun, dun, dun. It had that juke shit in it, which was actually, I played it during one of my DJ sets in Phoenix. I played it, and it was my only successful blend. I'm the worst blender to ever touch any type of DJ. It's horrible blending. Tony sees me DJ all the time. Bad at blending.
But you got the drops down, though.
I got drops.
You be hitting them drops.
I had drops, but but it was just, it blended perfectly with, like, bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. And it was, because it's just all that juice shit right around the same BPM, and I was. You have a DJ, too?
I'm good at picking songs, like making playlists.
Yeah.
Or, like, coming over to the table at a party and being like, hey, play this song. It's finna turn this bitch up.
Yeah.
But never have I ever, like, got on the tables and blended as you said.
Yeah. People just like that you playing songs. That's what I found. People kind of give you a break on the blending.
Yeah.
They didn't come to see Funk Flex, Tony Touch, DJ Clue. They came to just see a man they know from something else play songs. But then you get some people that, what is this? This is not.
He's bastardizing the art.
He's bastardizing the art of comedy and DJ at the same time. Chance, you gonna run for mayor?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
He can't say it. He can't announce it on my podcast. That's why. This can't be it.
It's a perfect place.
It's a horrible place.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That's so funny. No, somebody just asked me that recently, and that's the only reason why I reacted that way.
Yeah.
But I just think that's such a funny thing. Like, I could.
Not right now. Like, maybe, like, I'm not saying now. I'm saying, like, 6 months from now.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean, if Trump could become president of America, you can become mayor of Chicago easily. You actually have done good things in Chicago. Did you do student government?
No, I didn't. I did. I was on Lit Mag for a second.
What is that?
It's not what it sounds like. It's not a lit magazine. Yeah, it's a literary magazine.
Oh, it wasn't lingo
yet. It's not High Times.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
Yeah. I did. I tried to be, I forgot what I ran for, some student government office, and then you had to make a speech on the intercom system about why, like, hello, fellow student. I'm Hannibal Burris. I am a junior, and I'm running for, I don't know if it's class president or what it was, vice president. And then I started my shit, and then I just froze up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Hannibal, and I'm bye-bye.
Who talked you into doing that? Your old debate team?
I don't know if nobody talked me into doing it. I think I just had big ambitions, but not follow-through at the time.
I would have voted for you.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I could have. I don't think I was ready for politics. I think, you know, once I lost, I realized I could just affect more change as just a normal high school junior, and it was all good. I re-listened to 10 Day, and that shit is super funny now.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's just because it's the... Isn't that funny, like, the...
No, I know.
The energy is built around. It's just this teen angst, just the,
definitely.
It's just super, because I heard it right when it, not right when it came up, but I remember my buddy Will was like, yo, check out this guy from the shot, Chance the Rapper. And I'm like, you talking about Chance from that VH1 show? Nah, I ain't checking that shit out. He's like, no, man, this dude's from Chicago, Chance the Rapper. He got this mixtape. Now check it out. And I like the songs, and I like some of the songs, but just listening to it, it's like so much anger.
Wait, how old were you? Like, what's the angst?
16.
I was like 17.
Yeah, that's a lot of teenage angst.
I know, but it was just, but it was these big
it's
songs.
Very, very funny.
Like, fuck you talk, you know what fuck you talking about? You're like, what, motherfucker, what you say? What you say? I'm not in school anymore? What? Well, I got something for you. Fuck you talking about?
That's hilarious.
Nigga, fuck this house school. And everything timed out. Don't ask me for no ID. Bitch, I fucking signed out. Bitch, I've been suspended. Bitch, I've been on timeout.
No, I recently listened to it and caught the same vibe.
Yeah. But it's focused. It was like, it's just funny just because it's mentioned.
It's
over
very themed. It's very,
it's very themed. The 14,400.
Yeah.
Minutes.
That's the amount of minutes.
Yeah, that's the amount of minutes.
In 10 days.
Yeah.
In a 10 days.
I checked the math on that just in case. I was like, 24 times 16 times. Yeah, he did that right. that's funny shit, man. Fuck you talking about. There's some chill songs on there, too.
Ain't my.
It was like, were they made over the same time period? Like, did you make the chill songs when people were in the studio and then the angry fuck you talking about was just you, I imagine. Like, why is he talking about stabbing somebody with a screwdriver? Which is your, what's your favorite guest verse? Both. Favorite guest verse of a rapper that you like, and then favorite guest verse you've done.
I don't know. I can't think of any of my any good guest verses that I've done. But the best guest verse that I got from somebody is the No Name verse on Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
No Name was dope, man. She was. She might be mad at me for saying this. I ran into her in Brooklyn a couple days before the SNL taping, and she was nervous about the two-step that she had to do.
Oh, yeah.
On camera. And I said, just go for it, you know? I never had to coach somebody about it, just help them out. Also, I'm not a great two-stepper or dancer at all, but I just know a big part of dancing is doing also, it with confidence and having a, you got to have a face like you're killing it.
That's always great advice, though. Just go for it.
Just go for it. Don't half-ass it.
Yeah.
And then you just, But she was nervous about it. She was like, I got to do this two-step.
She did great.
She did it right. Yeah, she
smashed it. She stole the show. It was a really cool thing. And I've known No Name since I was 14.
Yeah.
And I met her through the library. She went to U Media and to Harold Washington, and she was into like in the writing like very early on, like when I was still a kid and I was like trying to do my poetry thing. And we had the same mentor, this guy, Brother Mike, and we would go to his open mics together and YCA together, and just always like I've known her for my whole life. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And it was very cool to be together on SNL.
Right.
You know, rapping.
Yeah, I noticed that when you have guests on your tracks, most of the time you always go first. Is that
really?
You notice that? Like you
when
always
I have a guest
go
on my song.
You never have a guest go first. Think about that. That's what me and Hannibal noticed that one day because we were just driving. It's like, you notice Chance's guests never go first.
I'm trying to
Hannibal,
think of
you
song.
Made that. You made that observation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something, a song on the contrary, but I can't think of one.
Obviously, it's not by choice. It just happens that way, right?
That's real. I think also I'd just be like, what's crazy is on the Christmas project, which isn't just my song, my project, but there's a bunch of songs where other people start the first, but yeah.
This is off topic a little bit, but you know what weird song has been stuck in my head? But I think it's from Volume 3, Jay-Z. I don't know why it's stuck. S. Dot Carter, you must dot harder. And then Emil is like, competition is not a. S. Dot Carter, competition is no. That's in my head for some reason. You know what track I'm talking about?
I have no idea. Never heard that song.
I don't know either.
Really?
Never heard that song.
Carter, you must try harder. Competition is not a...
I wish we had a video of us, Carter, me and Chance, must, reacting to you singing that.
Competition is no, no, no.
What?
No, no.
All right, see, man, you motherfuckers try to clown me. Like, see, in the 80s, y'all could have clowned me because I didn't just have goddamn cassette tapes in my pocket. But...
That's what I do. S. Carter, you must try harder. Competition is
no, no, no.
I don't know why that was in my head. I haven't even listened to that in a long time.
Yeah.
The brain is weird, man.
Yeah.
I've forgotten way more important things than the hook to that song. But it was just in my, I don't know why, it was in my head.
S. Carter. S. Carter.
How you be coming up with ad-libs? When you like, at first you were like, and you're like, oh, not there. You're like, nope. And then you're like, na 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 na.
Yeah. I screen different sounds. I've had the same ad libs for a long time now. And I was actually just recently thinking about
a new ad lib?
Yeah. A few. It's not like I have to propose one to a board. Like,
I mean, you can go through
a range of.
But I'll. New,
yeah.
You want some suggestions for ad-libs?
Go.
Well, mine, and I'm fine to license it. It's like a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, that shit's dope.
Yeah.
That shit sounds like a lightsaber turning on.
You know, Kid Cudi. I mean, I've listened to Cudi for a while, but I listened to the track with him and Willow Smith. It's this track called, what's it called? Rose Golden, and he's moaning like a motherfucker on there. It's a good song. He's like, it sounds like he's making up his song.
Dude, Hannibal has been literally singing this all day.
And then he started.
Rose Golden.
But it's a good song. Willow Smith singing on it, just harmonizing, just the whole time. It's a well-made song.
It's bizarre. And when you listen to his, like, humming ad-libs, it's a little bizarre.
He had to be high as shit. It's, like, not the structure of it, and
weird,
the whole thing is from a high mind. Yeah. How's the triplets?
The triplets?
You got triplets?
Oh, the baby?
Uh-huh.
No, I just have... Are you talking about a three thing, or are you talking about my actual child?
Yeah, I was. You had the one. Yeah, you have one.
I only have one kid. I'm 23.
I'd fucking read some bad articles, man.
Wait, you heard that he had triplets?
How is this some?
We can't just pretend like you didn't just say that.
What? That's what the research says.
I've never heard that Chance had triplets.
I guess we look at different websites. I think I leaked that. You know, they had that fake Trump news shit. I think they had some shit about Chance. I was just in a rush, man. We were rushing over here. And I looked up some facts.
Okay.
How old is your daughter?
15 months.
Is she taking on? Is she rapping already?
She
has to be. No, she's around this dude all the time. She's rapping and dancing.
She's definitely a singer. She's a dancer too.
Yeah. Kids just absorb shit.
Is she like mimicking you when you start like singing and rapping? Does she start trying to be like Pops?
It's not to that level. So like I said, she's like 15 months. But
oh, yeah,
she doesn't have like.
I don't know child development that
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no, there's it goes in stages and shit.
Yeah.
How'd you get this podcast?
I just asked for a podcast. You could just do. It's not. It's just like you could just. I want to do a podcast, and people say, "All right, cool. You want to advertised socks on it. And I'm like, all right, now you just want me to read this about socks? Podcasts are the comedian's equivalent to a rapper's mixtape, because you're putting them out all the time. You're giving people free material, building the buzz for when your main project comes out. You've built that energy and that goodwill, hopefully. So that's what it is. So it's been fun, because I just can kind of say all types of wild shit, and then I'll listen to it. And if I don't,
talking
like
about
it,
I listen to it.
Well, I listen to and it, then and then practice. If I don't like it, I'll cut it out.
Hannibal's being very reserved right now. Usually on the podcast, he freestyles, auto-tune, sings his ass off.
Can't auto-tune?
Do you have the auto-tune?
We do it in post. So
yeah, we do it in
you
post.
You
got
it's so raw
if you
vocals.
If you want to hear some vocals, I can fix that up for you. Give him something, Hannibal.
Hold up. That was up. Da 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 da. You ever make beats?
Not really.
No?
I like stand in the studio and ask people to play stuff, but I don't know how to like use Ableton or like Pro Tools.
You're like a conductor almost.
Yeah.
Where you kind of like horns right here and like bitty 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 and like take a little off of it. All right, bring the choir. Exactly. Bring the choir in. All right, choir. Yo.
Do your thing.
Do old people in the choir ever be like, why is this young man? Or they're just excited. I feel like I would be, because sometimes you be coaching these people, you're like, no, don't sing like that. Sing it like this. And then they're like, we sing for the Lord. However I sang it at first, it's right for the Lord. I've been singing for the Lord for years. Now this chancellor, young man.
Chance, I gotta ask you something. I was interested in this. I noticed that during the time that you were working with Kanye, when you were all over Kanye shit, he started getting all gospel-y. And I know that you were on that already. Was that any kind of influence that you had on him? Was it the other way around, or how? Because all of a sudden, it just seemed like Kanye was all about the gospel shit.
I feel like that was kind of sensationalized, though, you know? Like, the idea, like, I think he just made one tweet where he said, this album is a gospel album.
Yeah.
And he did say that after the night after, I'll give you true intel, is that it was the night after I hung out with him in the studio, and I started playing him records that he asked me to work on Ultralight Beam, but it wasn't Ultralight Beam yet. It was just, he said he wanted to make a Good Friday song. They were making it from scratch. And when we started making the beat, I was like, let's listen to some music for some inspiration. And I've been listening to Abraham and some other shit like that. And and then he tweeted that that he was working on a gospel album. But he didn't, I don't think he like really like fully felt that in post tweeting that.
I mean, he did have, like, Kirk Franklin on the song, and he had all that other, you know what I'm saying?
It was really just that one song. Break it down!
We have a segment on the show, Jesus or Young Jeezy. Who said it? Jesus or Young Jeezy? Snowman, bitch! I don't even wear the same drawers. Who said it? Jesus or Young Jeezy? Break it down! Young Jeezy. All right, next one. Who said it? Jesus or Young Jeezy? Fish and wine for everybody. Turn up. Who said it? Jesus? Or Young Jeezy. Break it down. I've been been to the open mic a couple times, man. That shit is live. It's a live-ass event.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I brought my little niece and nephew through there.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I remember. I met him there.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I think he's 9. You ever watch a Tony Robbins doc? Tony Robbins?
No, who's Tony Robbins?
He's a motivational speaker.
Wait, was he in, have you seen Shallow Hal?
Probably.
With Jack Black?
I haven't seen that, but is he a taller dude?
Yeah.
In a booming voice, and you can live life.
Yeah.
He's a motivational speaker. People pay thousands of dollars to go see him.
You have like a kind of an obsession with Tony Robbins. You bring him up a lot. What is it about Tony Robbins that you're so... Are you inspired by him? Is
he working three on reasons you know what? Why it was, you respect him.
Well, it was in... I was in a certain city in the Midwest, and this girl came through my hotel, and we smoked weed and watched a Tony Robbins documentary. And then...
It just was on, or did she suggest that we watch some Tony Robbins?
No, I suggested it, because I was high. I was like, let's watch
this. You're
trying
to hypnotize her. this cult video of Tony Robbins.
She was already hypnotized in some way. She showed up to a stranger's hotel. We never met at all before. It was very weird. But I'm so part of me, I think because I was high, I was like, yo, maybe this dude is right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a hoax.
Yeah.
And then another theory I have about Tony Robbins and motivational speakers in general, I wonder if they do things to destroy people. Like maybe they go to a bar in disguise, give a bunch of people drugs. And then those people go home and are mean to their families, and then those people at home that they were mean to are broken, and then they have to pay money for Tony Robbins seminars.
Oh. Or maybe he's just a cult leader.
Maybe he's a cult. I don't know.
You could follow in a cult. Who does just, like talks and everyone believes in him all of a sudden?
People get hyped. Who does he go to?
Tony Robbins.
Who does he go to? Who does Tony Robbins go to for motivation, Chance? Who does he talk to? Does he just watch his own shit to get hyped? Some rappers listen to their own music.
Yeah. Or he was in that. He probably doesn't need motivation because he's a motivational speaker. And he's really tall and he was in the Jack Black movie. And he's got fans.
Yeah. I don't know. Tony thinks same drugs is about drugs, and I was telling him that I do too. I know it's not about that, but that would be funny if you're like, man, you do heroin now? I'm out of here. You don't do the same drugs.
It wasn't literal at all? It wasn't literal at all? Or was there any kind of...
Yeah, it could be literal.
Yeah.
It can be... I don't know. You just use it for your life. Sometimes I take rap lyrics out of context.
Yeah.
And just apply them to my shit.
You okay.
You know? Like sometimes, you know, you ever hear that Devin the Dude song?
Which one?
He made a song called Boo Booing.
Boo Booing.
Boo Booing. He made a song about being on the toilet. Boo Booing.
What do you use it for? What's the context you use it in?
Just everyday life. Even if I'm not on the toilet, I just think about that.
Cameron's got a song about his IBS.
Oh, Cameron did make a song about IBS.
That's some real shit, though. Everybody's
holding their own. You know I got to bust. Hold on. Get to the hook.
I was going to say, the song isn't about boo-boo. Find someone to hang with, man, when you finish. Throwing or whatever the fuck that you do with it.
What the fuck? That's a hell of a way to end the verse. Okay.
Yeah.
Holler at me. I'll be in the bathroom. Boo booing.
But he describes a whole scene that has nothing to do with using the toilet for the whole verse.
I guess
that's
like a next level poop joke right there, where he builds up to it.
I mean, I feel like he was just done
like
with the verse.
Like he's good with the joke that way.
Does Ye ever hit you up? Like, you know what? I'm thinking about changing the vocals on Stronger. Cause it's funny the little changes he was making on Pablo. Yeah. Like I'll go listen to something and then it'll just be on one part. It'll be like, like, oh, that wasn't there.
Cause we were on the, I remember we were on the road and we were listening to it, but we were also listening to the updates, the upgraded versions.
Yeah,
it's like, oh shit, you notice what he did right there?
I think he did.
That was kind of cool though. I thought
It was he did some stuff to Father Stretch. He definitely added some bigger choruses, vocals or something, and a couple other things. Is that the first time? I guess because that's more of a new time, a digital thing where somebody's gone in and changed the music.
I thought it was dope. It was cool. It's like an ever change. It's like it's always growing and evolving.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Lord knows I got some jokes. I wish I could switch up now.
Yeah, because you be on it like, God damn it.
Just out there forever.
When you tweak a joke,
and unstructured and just, ugh. Oh man, I know they'd be like, for real, dude, you want us to take it down and then put the new okay, whatever, man. All right, you can put it back up.
So I saw in the studio, you're 7 songs in now. I saw the board.
Yeah.
It's right next to each song says done. I saw like maybe 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah.
Weren't done. So where are you right now?
We got 2 songs left.
Yeah.
And we're going to drop. We got just like some little edits.
Yeah.
Some tiny changes.
So you're just tweaking right now and then.
Yeah.
Let's make it like a radio show where we're going to put in one of the songs earlier, later. Yeah. And we got an exclusive right here on Handsome Rambler Radio, a new track from Chance and Jeremiah. It's called Merry Christmas, Little Mama, or it might be one of the other ones. Have a listen. Break it down. All right, that was awesome, you guys. Oh, man. People gonna be feeling the Christmas spirit.
That was amazing,
that was dope. I just felt the
I'm
the
very
juke,
inspired.
The juke drums. The juke drums. What? The history of juke is just, is that just people being like, I'm tired of this house shit. Let's speed it up a little bit. That's pretty much how some music is. It's just like, enough of this shit. Yeah. We need to speed this up and chant over it a little bit. I always be wondering. That's why I just think about. Just like, who was the first? Bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. Bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. And somebody like, hey, put that, say that, record that over a fast-ass beat. And then somebody else like, what the fuck? Like, oh shit, look at that bitch. That bitch got on K-Swiss. I'm like, what did you say? I said, oh shit, look at that bitch. That bitch got on K-Swiss. Oh shit, look at that bitch. That bitch got on... How do they come up with, like, who decides? It's great.
Oh shit, look at that bitch. That bitch got on K-Swiss. Oh shit, look at that bitch. That bitch got on K-Swiss.
You ever thought about just going, like, doing a straight, like, juke EP or something? Because I know you love that shit.
Yeah. I've thought about... I can't really, like, produce an entire juke tape because I can't really make beats.
Yeah.
But I do like to...
You could executive produce one, right?
Yeah. I feel like that's so much effort. There's still plenty of good, you know.
Yeah.
Producers and shit.
I think it, outside of Chicago and maybe Detroit, juke is taken by the rest of the world in small doses.
Yeah. Definitely.
But if you put the Chance stamp on it, you might be able to open some minds.
Except for in you know where people, there's like in some places in Asia, there's like very big footwork scenes.
Really?
Like, yeah, entirely like Asian dance crews.
From like just recent new shit, like just because they just stumbled upon in the side, they just like Chicago footwork, and then somebody saw that shit and like, look at this, everybody.
Yeah, I guess they just heard the music and then knew what that shit was.
Watch the
I
videos.
Follow like a page that does that shit on Instagram. Yeah.
What is that page?
It's called like Juke. Some I don't know. There it's a dance crew though.
Yeah,
it's from there. I forget.
It's a joke. Asian juke crew.
Yeah.
This is exclusive, rare Instagram shit, man. I would watch that all the time. Try to pick up. It's too late for me to start footworking though.
Yeah.
33 fucking ankles.
Yeah, man.
My ankles are crumbling, man.
Your knees are giving away.
I don't have. I'm bow-legged and pigeon-toed, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't do it anymore.
It takes a lot of cardio.
Yeah.
I see Chance. I see you up there. You kind of incorporated it into your live show.
Yeah.
So you got to be fit. You gotta get into the cardio part of it, right? Because you'd be fucking jumping high as fuck.
What, you just shake weight? The power push-up? Was it SoulCycle? What's the workout?
Yeah, I don't work out. I should, though, because then I'd have more energy.
But you're like an athlete on stage. You're very athletic.
That's the workout.
That's the workout. You just do shows.
That's what it is.
And you got the breath control. That's a fucking cardio. That's a cardiovascular ass workout.
That's my workout too, is my shows. Except for I get, me too, but I just get exhausted talking. Or just one bit that has a big performance to it that's real physical. I'm like, whoa, that bit, I don't know if it was worth the rest of this show being bad. How's your writer changed? What's the evolution? I've seen the evolution of the crowds. What's the evolution of the writer?
I have mac and cheese now. We recently got cards.
So playing cards?
Spades, yeah.
Yeah.
And white tees.
White tees?
Yeah.
That's an homage to them franchise boys? Or just independent?
Or fresh,
yeah, it's independent. It's new development. It's my thing.
Right.
I was telling Hannibal, that would be great for the writer. Fresh underwear.
We have fresh underwear as well.
See? Yeah. I told you I'm not crazy about that.
And socks.
Fresh drawers and socks. Every gig.
If you're touring, you need all of those
things.
That's
what I'm saying. See? Yeah. I'm not crazy.
What if you shit on yourself 7 times? But you're supposed to be gone for 2 weeks.
Well, then I should cancel the tour and see what the fuck is going on with my body. If I shit on myself 7 times and there's a week left of shows, I got to go figure some stuff out.
I got to go get
or fucking get a Pepto-Bismol IV or something.
I got to go back in that other room and finish the Christmas
mixtape. Cool. I'll be in there and lay down my verse on Merry Christmas, Little Mama.
Yeah. There's a full studio in here, so if you also want to, you know.
Just, I'll work over here.
There's auto-tune in here, too.
I'll work over here, and then I'll bounce it over to you.
Exactly.
Is that the...
That's right.
That's the lingo. Yeah, I'll put it on the flash, and I'll bounce it, and then I'll throw it over there.
Bounce it.
And then you just put it on the track.
Fly it in.
Metro Boomin. Thank you, man. Thank you for taking time out of rapping.
My old friend.
This was fun. Wait,
when's the Wednesday album? It's coming out. What's the date? That you're there for the
I'm
world.
Supposed to. I'm trying to drop it tonight.
Tonight.
Which is what, the
20th? Is the 23rd, 22nd.
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 21st.
21st.
But if you're a nerd and it's midnight, it's the 22nd. But also,
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
The 21st.
All right.
Signing off, guys.
Later.
All right, peace.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas.
Wait, jingle bells all the way. Hey, on your heels, y'all make that shake.
Shake.
Got about 3 hoes on my sleigh. I'm trying to tee up Christmas Day. Won't you want some jingle bells all the way? Hey, got them bells all on the shake.
Shake.
Got about 3 hoes all the way. Hey, got about 3 hoes in my sleigh. Hey. Legs up,
the Hello Kitty.
Hell yeah,
I'm in the pool.
Yeah, yeah,
it's cuffing season.
Hell yeah,
but you got a man.
Yeah, yeah,
tell him get
spread up.
I'm in the spirit.
Yeah, yeah,
who's is it?
Say it now.
I don't play.
Legs up,
see my face.
Hell yeah,
have a seat.
Yeah, yeah,
make a plate.
Hell yeah,
she can't wait.
Yeah, yeah,
still awake.
Spread up,
to Omega.
Yeah, yeah,
it's Christmas Day.
Say it now. Jingle bells all the way.
All the way.
Hey. On your heels, y'all make that shake.
I'll make a shake.
Got about 3 hoes on my sleigh.
Up on my sleigh.
And try to tee up Christmas Day.
I'll give it day.
Don't you want some jingle bells all the way?
All the way.
Shake. Got them bells all on the shake.
I'll give it day.
Shake. Got about 3 hoes all the way.
Up on the
shake. Got about 3 hoes in my sleigh.
I'll keep you close.
trying to tee up Christmas Day. Just tell me which floor should I get off. And I'll be right there to set it off. I'll be right there to deck the halls. Either your love or none at all. Yeah, your presence is a present for me. For Christmas or just because. It's either your love or none at all. Either your love or none at all.
Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas. Being obligated to buy shit for people at a certain time of the year. I buy Christmas gifts, but just 'cause you're supposed to.
Jesus.
Auto-tune that for me.
Jesus, console my reason. Jesus is birthday.
I swear to God, if you leave my raw vocals like that, we're not friends anymore. Auto-tune my shit and put them Travis Scott effects on my shit.
Ah!